And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 1st. This week in 1976, Ode Records president Lou Adler was kidnapped in Malibu, California, and was released only after a $25,000 ransom was paid. This week in 1967, Boz Scaggs joined the Steve Miller Band, remaining with them for 2 years. Sonny and Cher's regular season TV show premiered on television this week in 1971. In 78, George Harrison married Olivia Arias. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened in Cleveland, Ohio this week in 1995. The Dave Clark Five disbanded this week in 1970. Arthur Brown was arrested in Italy after setting his helmet on fire during a concert there this week in 1970. He did it again when he set himself ablaze while singing the song in concert in Lewes, England. Arthur donned a helmet with lighter fluid, set it on fire, and as he has thousands of times in the last 40 years, but this time the fire spread to his cloak, setting his hair and neck on fire while he stayed on stage to sing the song's second verse, minus some hair. This week in 1966, The Last Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, with Rick Nelson as the son, and their real son, in fact. The TV show ended this week in 1966. In 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis filed for divorce from his second wife and married his cousin Myra 3 months later, before the divorce was final. Gladys Knight and the Pips performed at a birthday party for her brother Bubba this week in 1952. The Animals made their U.S. concert debut at the Paramount Theater in New York City in 1964. Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife was banned by WCBS Radio in New York after several local stabbings in 1959. While The Who were shopping for a guard dog, their van and $10,000 worth of equipment was stolen this week in 1965. The last episode of This Is Tom Jones on TV aired this week in 1971. Speaking of other TV shows, the Youngbloods walked out on a Tonight Show appearance because the sound was poor quality this week in 1969. Jerry Butler and the Impressions made their national TV debut in American Bandstand this week in 1958. In 1990, B.B. King received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. George Harrison launched his Dark Horse record label in 1974. James Darren, he had a new TV series that debuted this week in 66. It was called Time Tunnel. Ringo Starr became the first Beatles grandfather when his son, Zach, had a child of his own this week in 1985. Filming began this week in 1966 on the Roy Orbison, Sam the Sham movie, The Fastest Guitar Alive. In the studio, the Miracles recorded Heartaches in 61. Lou Christie recorded Lightning Strikes in 1965. Bobby Darin recorded Clementine in 59. And this week in 1968, Eric Clapton recorded the guitar solo for the Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which appeared on the White Album. Birthdays. Archie Bell is 75. Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees is 73. Conway Twitty born this week, 1935. Roy Head is 79, Diane Ray is 77, Jimmy Clanton is 80, Bobby Dickey from James and Bobby Purify, born this week, 1939. Joe Simon is turning 76, Sam Gooden from The Impressions is 85, Al Jardine from The Beach Boys is 77 this week, Gary Leeds Walker from the Walker Brothers is 78, Sonny Charles, 79, Freddie Mercury from Queen, born this week, 1946. Al Stewart turned 74, Loudon Wainwright III, 73. Buddy Holly, born in 1936 this week. Ronnie Dove turns 84, Gloria Gaynor, 70. And Al Caiola, born this week in 1920. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 1st. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, then click blog. I'm Michael Codan.
Treasure Island Oldies.